Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, old Bill Clinton. Man, we were talking about Bill Clinton yesterday. He's getting a little scratchy. He doesn't have the smooth, well, today I'd like to talk about the children. Instead, he's like, well, we're not having enough children now. Anyway, this is hysterical. So, well, it's not hysterical that Ethel Kennedy passed away. Rest in peace to Ethel Kennedy. For those of you who know, Ethel Kennedy, apparently she is Robert F. Kennedy's late widow. But according to the DailyCaller.com, former President Bill Clinton, you know, old Slick Willie, there he was, eulogizing Ethel Kennedy. And get this, Bill Clinton, while he's giving a eulogy at her funeral, he said, quote, "Your mother was the cat's meow." He said, "Your mother was the cat's meow." He was talking about Ethel Kennedy at the funeral service. Oh, man, my goodness. Old Bill Clinton, he's getting up there in years, isn't he? He is definitely getting up there in years. Apparently, he raised some eyebrows when he described Ethel as the cat's meow. And he told mourners that she would flirt with him, but in the most innocent ways, according to Bill Clinton. Anyway, there you go. That's just a random story that just caught my eye. I thought I got all my show prep done early today for a change. And then I'm like, I didn't even go check out the Daily Caller or the Daily Wire. I checked out all this other stuff, but I didn't go check out the Daily Caller or the Daily Wire. Well, the Daily Caller's got that story for you here this morning. The soundbite of the night from last night's interview with Bret Baier and Kamala Harris. Clearly, it's got to be the one where Kamala Harris tells Bret Baier, well, Bret, you know what I'm talking about, right? And Bret Baier looks back at her and is like, actually, no, I have no idea. What are you talking about? That pretty much sums up Kamala Harris's interview yesterday. Here's the soundbite. I think I found the shorter version. I'll play the longer version for you a little bit later on the show. But here's the short version, soundbite of the night from Bret Baier's rushed interview with Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris's team did everything they could to make that interview as short and as hurried as possible.
If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
You've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam Vice President. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I actually don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about, right? What are you talking about right now? You know, Kamala Harris is talking about turning the page. She is still in power. She is still in power as the Vice President of the United States. She's been in power for about 4 years. Her and John Tester have been running the table back in Washington, D.C. and running this country into the ground. But she says, no, we got to turn the page. What? What are you even talking about? Man, but that wasn't the worst. The worst, I finally watched the interview and I was getting messages from people. And they said, wow, Kamala Harris just looks, I can't even use the word people were saying to describe how Kamala Harris looked in the interview last night. John Jackson made the point, now you see why 92% of her staff quit.
Securing America.
The Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center unveiling a new report Wednesday designed to help local law enforcement agencies keep communities safer. Stephen Driscoll is Assistant Chief of the Threat Assessment Center.
We're talking about stopping violence before it occurs.
The guide aims to help police identify potential problems by using behavioral threat analysis in order to prevent mass shootings and other violence.
Most individuals who engage in this type of violence elicit concern in the people around them prior to an attack.
Pinellas County, Florida Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the key is knowing how to read the behavioral signs and deal with them. Because often in mass shootings,
if somebody had connected the dots, then there would have been an effort to prevent it from happening to begin with.
He says once those dots are connected, the biggest key is
to get them the help they need. And that's really at the core of what threat management is.
Kidney Rescue, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with rain likely for both Billings and Bozeman. High temperatures staying confined to the 40s for Bozeman, but expecting low to mid 50s for Billings. Then for tonight, rain could mix with some snow showers for Bozeman. Less than a half inch of nighttime snowfall, lows into the upper part of the 30s. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Matt, I had a bunch of things I wanted to talk about on Wednesday's Montana Talks, but we ran out of time because we got so many great phone calls from people all across Montana. We got to hear what you wanted to talk about, and you got a chance to be heard all across Montana. With less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day, we better do the same thing all over again for Thursday's show. We'll keep the phone lines open for you so you can weigh in on the big news stories of the day or maybe bring up a point that nobody else has brought up yet. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, you know, we've got several great highlights for you. Well, great for us, not so great for Kamala Harris and the far left that's been running this country into the ground for the last near 4 years now. You know, we've got several highlights from the interview with Brett Baer. But first, I want to do a Montana-specific story here, and then when David Noble joins us in the 7 o'clock hour, maybe we can get his take on this one. I just sent off an email to the clerk and recorder for Deer Lodge County here in Montana, for the clerk and recorder overseeing the elections in Deer Lodge County, Tony Hofflin, and because she just got sued. And she got sued by apparently somebody who is a patient at the Montana State Hospital in Warm Springs. Now, this is kind of interesting to me because here you have a judge. Are you guys familiar with Judge Ray Dayton, district judge? He's based in Anaconda. I don't know too much about Judge Ray Dayton, but this judge, I think a while back, he got kind of slapped on the wrist for saying some remarks. I forget the whole story. It's in my stack of stuff here somewhere. But anyway, I don't know much about this Judge Ray Dayton. But basically what this judge just ruled, he is ordering the clerk and recorder in Deer Lodge to allow an inmate at Warm Springs to vote. He is allowing this inmate at Warm Springs to vote. And apparently there was a far left outfit here that helped sue on this guy's behalf here. It's a group called Disability Rights Montana. They get about $1 million+ in government grants every year. But if you know anything about this Disability Rights Montana outfit, look, I'm somebody who, I love standing up for people with disabilities. If you've listened to this show, you've heard me talk several times on this topic. But this Disability Rights Montana outfit is basically just a Democrat Party front group. So here's this Democrat Party front group that gets about $1 million of government taxpayer dollars to fund their organization. And they're suing to allow inmates in Warm Springs to be able to vote. Now, think about it this way. So think about it this way here. And I've got the ruling right in front of me here. This ruling, let me see, when was this signed? It was filed October 7th. So it was filed about a week and a half ago here. But this judge, orders the county clerk and recorder in Deer Lodge to allow this Warm Springs inmate to vote. Now, it begs the question, so basically, so it, the group, this group, this Democrat front group, asked for this ruling, because I guess, you know, it could be one thing if you're just, you know, a Warm Springs patient getting treatment for a mental health issue, right? Versus somebody who committed a crime, somebody who committed a hardcore crime that gets sentenced into Warm Springs, right? This group, this Democrat front group, is asking for this ruling to apply, quote, to all similarly situated individuals. So basically, they're trying to make the argument, they're trying to make the argument here that, okay, you could be sentenced to Deer Lodge, you could be sentenced to prison and not allowed to vote. But if you're too crazy to be sentenced to Deer Lodge for prison time, do you get where we're going here? If you commit a crime, you get sentenced to Deer Lodge, you can't vote. But what they're saying is if you're too crazy to be sentenced to Deer Lodge and they put you in Warm Springs instead, they want you to be able to vote. That's what this Democrat front group is saying here with this decision. Anyway, I reached out to the clerk and recorder to get more information, get her her take on this whole story as well here. All right, let's get into the phone lines here. Tim in Billings first up this morning. Tim, what do you want to sound off on this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. Did you see the recent revision from the FBI on the crime statistics from 2021?
I saw a news flash about it that basically the FBI, the Democrat run FBI, was lying about crime stats. They were downplaying. But what did you see?
Well, murder was up. I want to say it was 16,999 more murders than they had previously recorded or reported, that may have been the total number. But there were significant increases across the board, especially in violent crime. And yet they're running around letting Kamala Harris say that crime is down. Our government, every bureau, every agency, every little office has been politicized. The government hates us. They think we're too stupid to have the truth. They don't think we deserve the truth. We're supposed to just shut up and pay their wages. Our government needs reminded that they exist solely to serve us, the taxpayers, and not to increase their own bureaucratic bloat. And that is exactly why Donald Trump is such a threat to them, because he's the first politician in I don't know how long that has said that the government's too big, has threatened to fire government employees, and is actually looking and pursuing to decrease government size.
And it absolutely has to happen. These corrupt hacks in every one of these government agencies need to be fired. They need to be kicked to the curb. Plus, we're $36 trillion in debt. We can't afford all of them anyway to begin with. Yeah, no, Tim, thanks for putting that on our radar. I've actually got an email here from the Disney family in Libby. RealClearInvestigations.com has this story. I'll share some of the specific numbers after this if you want to stick around.
Democracy 24.
It's Kamala Harris's strongest issue, abortion. And at the CBS News vice presidential debate, Governor Walz painted Senator Vance as an anti-abortion crusader, as Vance appealed to independent women and moderate Republicans.
We've got to do so much better of a job at earning the American people's trust back on this issue.
Things got heated when Vance challenged Walz over his record on abortion as Minnesota's governor.
The statute that you signed into law, it says that a doctor who presides over an abortion where the baby survives, the doctor is under no obligation to provide life-saving care to a baby who survives a botched late-term abortion. That is, I think, whether you're pro-choice or pro-abortion.
The statute Vance cites was rewritten in 2023, removing language requiring doctors to, quote, preserve the life of an infant, and changing it to the phrase care for an infant. In Washington, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with rain likely for both Billings and Bozeman. High temperatures staying confined to the 40s for Bozeman, but expecting low to mid-50s for Billings. Then for tonight, rain could mix with some snow showers for Bozeman. Less than a half inch of nighttime snowfall, lows into the upper part of the 30s. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Man, Dane Fletcher sounded off. Dane Fletcher, the former Montana State Bobcat football great. He played in the NFL. He's got a business in Bozeman now, but he was up at hunting camp, and he went on Instagram and sounded off on the liberal Bozeman City commissioners and the mayor over all the illegal aliens committing crimes, the transients, and much more. If you missed it, listen to Wednesday's Montana Talks in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, full audio on the Montana Talks app.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, for 25 years now, the Nile has been providing young people from across our region and beyond a great opportunity to get involved with the cattle business through its Nile Merit Heifer Program. And Shelby Shaw says that during this year's stock show and rodeo, which is underway in Billings, Montana this week, that legacy continues.
It sure does. You know, this year we are doing something very, very special, and we're going to do a reunion of all 25 years of the Nile Merit Heifer, plus a tribute to Bill Pelton, one of our founders of the program.
As the Nile pays tribute this year to Bill Pelton, Shelby says he really was instrumental in getting the Merit Heifer program started.
You know, it's one of those things. We had the calf scramble years ago, and Bill and a few other gentlemen saw the need to get youth involved in production agriculture and give them opportunity to get a heifer calf and raise her and learn about the pieces and parts of the industry, all while getting a productive animal at the end of the project.
She says that the program really has helped a lot of young people over the years.
Yeah, we're looking at nearing 500 kids, 16 states, and we've had donors from just as many states as well that we've touched with this program.
It's also really cool, she says, to see previous recipients return back to the Nile Stock Show.
It is really cool to see them come back. Of course, we have our Progeny Pin Parade, which is for past recipients, whether they have their original cow or not. We could see a couple-year generation gap and see another animal come back with a calf at side. And so it is really cool to see them come back. We've also had them come back and donate as well.
And she says the program wouldn't be possible without the generosity of the ranchers who donate the heifers.
We wouldn't have a program without our fantastic donors. We've had longstanding donors that have done all the way from 25 years to present day. And we've had single-year donors that have come in and helped us out where we needed a specialty breed maybe for a single year.
Now, for more information about the Nile Merit Heifer Program, you can visit the Nile's website at thenile.org. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Without enough protein, cattle can't digest food efficiently, leading to poor energy use and lower feed intake. SmartLick is proven to support healthy, fiber-digesting microorganisms, promoting better digestion and energy use. A Kansas State University study found that heifers fed low-quality hay with SmartLick's high-protein supplements showed improved forage intake and weight gain compared to those without. Find your dealer at SmartLick. That's smartlic.com. SmartLick. It's not just another tub. It's performance.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Well, according to University of Wyoming scientists, when wild horse populations are allowed to grow beyond numbers set by the BLM, sage-grouse numbers suffer. After 15 years of study involving more than 1,000 sage-grouse in central Wyoming, the researchers concluded that managing free-roaming horses at or below BLM's maximum appropriate management levels within herd management areas would be highly beneficial to sage-grouse populations in the West. I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got to ask Tim in Billings what his favorite highlight was from the Kamala Harris-Brett Baer interview, if he got a chance to catch it. But first, Tim talked about how the FBI had to revise their crime numbers, but then even still failed to publish the corrected numbers. It's just like how they revised the economic numbers. That's the point that the Disney family in Libby, Montana mentioned here. But the FBI has never actually released or published the new numbers. FBI has quietly revised crime numbers, releasing new data that shows violent crime increased in 2022 by 4.5%. The new data includes thousands more murders, rapes, robberies, and aggravated assaults. Of course, the Democrats are using the originally released number of down by 2.1% to counter Trump's claims regarding higher crime rates. RealClearInvestigations.com has that story. Tim in Billings, yeah, your thoughts.
Well, it's absolutely, our government has absolute disdain for the people. They revise these numbers. It's never even close to accurate. It's always way worse than what they've reported. This FBI one is just the worst. So on December 21st, or whenever Congress comes back and they start saying, we have to pass this next CR, this next continuing resolution. We have to do it, otherwise the government will shut down. I say, not only do I say I don't care if it shuts down, I say I demand it shut down. I demand it. They're not doing their job. They're not providing a service for the taxpayer. They're actually working against the taxpayer. I demand they get shut down.
Oh, they'd keep working against the taxpayer even with a government shutdown. That's what's so pathetic.
Exactly.
Is they almost get even worse when the government shut down. They, for some reason, they'll shut down World War II Memorial access. But boy, the bad actors in government will still keep going, won't they? Tim, did you have a favorite highlight from the Kamala Harris-Brett Baer interview? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I was really busy with my kids yesterday. I saw a bunch of highlights. I actually got on David's Twitch stream a little bit yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And a friend of mine told me, you know, as he put it, Kamala Harris just gave Trump a golden soundbite. And it was, you are responsible, how did she say it? You are responsible for what happens during your administration.
Oh, guess that's right.
Lady, you are responsible for the last 3.5 years. If he's responsible for a good economy, lower border crossings, fewer illegal crossings, better jobs, more peace in the world, thank God. Lady, you're responsible for what the hell our country has turned into since you were inaugurated.
Yeah, well said. Well said. That right there is exactly why Tim in Billings is a frequent caller who gets through the phone lines on the national shows, even like Bongino and Hannity. What a great summary there. Yeah, I think the Trump War Room highlighted that particular soundbite that you mentioned. Back in 60 seconds after this Fox of highlights, well, at least three or four that I want to try to play for you here. Brett Baer exposes Kamala Harris for the interview delays. He called her out. Why won't you apologize to the families of these women that were murdered by illegal aliens? So many highlights to get to here, but first let's go to Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, at the start of the show, I told you about this story at thedailycaller.com where Bill Clinton was delivering the eulogy at Ethel Kennedy's funeral, and Bill Clinton at the funeral service described her as the cat's meow. Anyway, Steve, what'd you think of that?
Well, I just couldn't let this one go, Aaron. Okay, now after Bill Clinton's been really doing the Democrat Party justice. It's so funny. But anyway, when the cat's meow, only thought that comes to my mind, now we know why the left and the Democrat Party are so obsessed with the eating the cats did not happen by the Haitians, because she's the cat's meow. It's one of their own. That's the only thought that come to my mind is the cat's meow is associated with the Haitians eating all the cats.
I could just see Bill Clinton like walking around at the reception afterward, you know, as he's talking to some of the other ladies in the room. My goodness, this is the same Bill Clinton who's getting a little raspy now. And he, you know, he basically admitted at a Kamala Harris event that, you know, if they were actually vetting these people that were coming across the southern border, Lake and Riley would have never been murdered by that illegal alien down in Georgia, and just totally undermined Kamala Harris's campaign at that event. Let's see. Yeah, Kamala Harris performed so poorly in this interview with Brett Baer yesterday that I saw, who was it? I think it was... J.D. Vance, President Trump's running mate, said the Democrats are now calling for Joe Biden to be their candidate again. That's how poorly Kamala Harris performed yesterday. I don't have time for that clip. I got to play that one, though. I got to play the soundbite where Kamala is talking about Biden's decline or refusing to address Joe Biden's decline. Let me see if I got a shorter soundbite for you here. Let's see. No, we don't have enough time here. Oh, man, what's in it? Oh, here we go. Here's President Trump. He had was this from Univision? I think he was on the Spanish language channel yesterday.
The real global warming that we have to worry about is nuclear. The water's coming up an eighth of an inch over 300 years. The ocean is going to rise. And, you know, nobody knows if that's true or not. But they're worried about the ocean rising an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch in 300 years. What I'm worried about is nuclear weapons tomorrow, because the power of nuclear weapons, and we're going to end up with this administration, if she gets in, we will end up in a third world war. She's grossly incompetent. And if she gets in, Kamala, if she gets in, we're going to end up in a third world war. And with me, you'll never end up in even a war. So we have to be very careful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I don't know if you guys heard that phone call the other day from Tim and Savage. I can't remember if that came later in the morning, maybe if that was later on in the 8 o'clock hour or when that was. But, yeah, Tim and Savage called in. And, of course, he was talking about, you know, several different news stories of the day. We got great reactions. But then at the very end, you know, we were just about out of time. And I said, hey, Tim, how is your diet going? Because he's given permission for us to talk about that on the air, because we've had several of our listeners that have done what I did, and they've taken advantage of Billings' last diet to lose some weight. You know, we've had listeners lose 60 pounds, 90 pounds, 100 pounds, or maybe you just go in for a tune-up to lose, you know, 5 pounds or whatever. And when I say 5 pounds, 60 pounds, we're talking about straight up fat that you're losing, fat that you're burning. You're not burning muscle and then weakening your body. You're maintaining your muscle mass, but burning the fat. That's what's so great about this program. But anyway, last time we checked in with Tim from Savage, he said he's lost 30 pounds already in just his first month doing Billings' last diet. Absolutely awesome, remarkable. But here's the other thing that's cool about it. Tim lives in Savage, which is how many hours away from Billings is that drive for you, Tim? That's got to be at least, what, three and a half more, right? He's taking advantage of the remote option, just like listeners in Bozeman and elsewhere have done. They meet with their diet coaches and everything. They get their food products shipped to them, and it's working out great. You can benefit from this program as well. Of course, if you live in Billings, you can go right in to Billings Last Diet. But if you live elsewhere across the state or the country, go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call. Leave a message for them, 406-294-6751. And, man, I'll tell you what, the program works. And it's the coaches. It's not just the program. It's the coaches that help walk you all the way through it here. All right, let's see. Let's get into some of these sound bites from the Kamala Harris Brett Baer interview. First, though, I think this is what everybody needs to know here. Kamala Harris screwed up a major opportunity. I think what they were trying to do here was, hey, let's tell Brett Baer we're going to sit down with him for a half an hour, and then let's bring Kamala in at the last minute, and then let's shorten the interview. Let's make it a rush job. Let's make her look tough. Let's try to force Brett Baer to have to waste 5 minutes just getting the hi, how are you, how you doing out the way, and then we'll cut the interview really short so that she never really has to face any tough questions and she can just pretend to be tough. Well, that strategy did not work. But here was Brett Baer last night kind of exposing Kamala Harris for these delays on the interview.
You know, when the kicker in football, they call a timeout right before he's going to kick the field goal. They're icing the kicker. So we were supposed to start at 5 p.m. This was the time they gave us. Originally, we were going to do 25 or 30 minutes. They came in and said, well, maybe 20. So it was already getting whittled down. And then the vice president showed up about 5:15. We were pushing the envelope to be able to turn it around for the top of the 6 o'clock. So that's how it started. And I could tell when we started talking that she was going to be tough to you know, redirect without me trying to interrupt. I did this with President Obama. At one point, I just said, Mr. President, I know you like the filibuster. I just didn't even have the chance to sometimes redirect in those ways. I had a lot of other questions.
All right, but here was one of the questions. I thought it was a great question for Brett Baer to ask, and I'm just amazed that I'm not amazed. It's just amazing that nobody else that's actually interviewed Kamala Harris has actually asked her that. This is one of the easiest question that anybody should ask Kamala Harris. It's about the obvious cognitive decline of Joe Biden, who is still the president of the United States, who is still the commander in chief.
You call Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, but
he's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room. And he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump
but
is.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
After
is.
After George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President
Donald
Biden
Trump,
at a fundraiser that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump.
Okay, see, there she can't even answer the question. She refuses to. Joe Biden is not on the ballot. Joe Biden is not. He's the president of the United States right now. He's the commander-in-chief while you and his policies have us on the brink of World War freaking III right now. He is still the president of the United States. And yet she just wants to sit there and say, well, Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. Look, we've seen Donald Trump. We just saw Donald Trump in Bozeman 2 months ago, I think it was now, maybe a month and a half ago now. And every one of you who were at that rally could attest to this, that Donald Trump, your feet were hurting. You were getting tired. It was almost, you know, it was getting late at night. It was almost midnight. And Donald Trump was still going, still talking policy, still quick on his feet. So enough of this whole Donald Trump is not fit. Give me a break. And she won't even answer the question about Joe Biden's obvious cognitive decline. Here was the other one where he asked her if she would apologize to the families of the women murdered by illegal aliens.
Jocelyn Mungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, they are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, this is well before any negotiation.
This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you, do you owe those families an apology?
Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that. There's no question about that. And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced.
All right, he presses her again. She still refuses to apologize. She still refuses to take accountability for her failed policies, for John Tester's failed policies. Had we not had the southern border, the gates flung wide open, those women would not be slaughtered, have been slaughtered by these illegal aliens. This was the soundbite that John Jackson shared via X, talking about, you know, is the country on the right track? Is the country on the wrong track?
Frankly, exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam Vice President. You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade,
people have become...
But listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
All right. Yeah, that was the whole interaction. He was talking about, look, the American people say, almost 80% of the American people say that the country is on the wrong track. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester are running the country right now. And the American people say the country is on the wrong track. And then she again tries to go, well, Donald Trump, and she says, you know what I'm talking about, Brett? And he's like, no, actually, I don't know what you're talking about. Again, she tries to make it about Donald Trump when she is the one who is in power, when John Tester is the one who is in power, as 80% of the country practically says that our country is on the wrong track. Let's see, what else do we got for you here? Oh, the back and forth about paying for transgender sex surgeries for prison inmates. Kamala Harris, once again, refusing to answer the question, dodging her own record. Kamala Harris is on videotape. She is on camera advocating that taxpayer funds should pay for sex change surgeries for prison inmates. But did you see the way she tried to deflect from that and pretend that that wasn't her position? All right, we'll get to that one next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I've had elections where I'm advocating for a particular candidate, and I've lost those elections. It's disappointing. You know that somebody is a better candidate. They don't win, and although sometimes Republicans have put up awful candidates, but, you know, this is an opportunity to secure your border, to end inflation, to lower your taxes, to bring back law and order, to have better schools, to get us to energy dominance, which will make the country rich, to restore America's place in the world, and to deal with, you know, the people that they've let into this country unvetted, including murderers, rapists, other violent criminals, gangs, cartels, known terrorists, but we don't know where they are. I mean, it's an opportunity to turn all of this around.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. The 2024 election is on our doorstep, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are knocking on your door. They're pushing for higher taxes and even taxes on unrealized gains. Could you imagine that? Paying taxes on something you never took profits on? What would that do to the economy? Will they come for your retirement savings? Will they come for your house? Who knows? But don't wait to find out. Learn how you could protect and diversify everything you've worked for with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews, a bunch of awards, and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Learn how precious metals like gold and silver could help you. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Paid for by Goldco.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
No one wants to go through a pandemic again. Got the collective amnesia that seems to have settled over the country today, 4 years after a virus outbreak virtually shut the economy down, is not desirable either. To say that we could have done better is an understatement. Well, what exactly should we have done? It was a time when the bureaucracy failed us in many ways. The refusal to expedite test kits, the changing, dissembling messages about masks. But the bureaucracy also saved us, helping to distribute vaccines and relaying timely information. But there was a fundamental clash during the pandemic that we should not sweep under the rug. And that was between the medical mindset of doing what's best for the patient and the economic mindset of doing what's best for everyone. There's normally no difference, but in a pandemic where disease grows exponentially and time is of the essence, it can make sense, for example, to bypass normal drug testing protocols, perhaps to intentionally expose volunteers to the virus to quickly see which vaccines actually work. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you at SA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I think this was the soundbite that Kelly in Glasgow was referring to. We got a message last night from Kelly in Glasgow. He sent it to us on our Montana Talks app. Kelly said this: "Let me be clear. I'm not going to answer your questions. I'm just going to lie and say it's federal law." I think this is the soundbite that Kelly was referring to. Here you go.
This is a time when voters, especially here in Pennsylvania, are inundated with commercials and ads. They just want it to stop because it's every commercial. But many of them add noise, but a few of them seem to break through. This particular one from the Trump campaign has gotten a lot of attention.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
So are you still in support of using taxpayer dollars to help prison inmates or detained illegal aliens to transition to another gender?
I will follow the law. And it's a law that Donald Trump actually followed. You're probably familiar with, now it's a public report, that under Donald Trump's administration, these surgeries were available to, on a medical necessity basis, to people in the federal prison system. And I think, frankly, that ad from the Trump campaign is a little bit of like throwing, you know, stones when you're living in a glass house.
The Trump aides say that he never advocated for that prison policy and no gender transition
surgeries
happened during
his presidency. Well, you know what, you got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
Yeah, there you go. Another example of how she just refuses to answer the question. He even rolled the tape. They rolled the tape of her on camera saying that she believes that taxpayers, that you, the American people, should have to pay for these prison inmates, rapists, murderers, you name it, to go get a sex change operation. So absolutely freaking insane here. Evan in Belt, Andy in Whitefish messaged us, said Brett stood his ground. Yeah, I mean, Brett Baer, he didn't want to have to interrupt her as much as he did, but they shortened the interview timeline, so he had to at least get some questions in there, or they would have just filibustered the entire short little interview. So he had to keep interrupting. And frankly, I think it made it a better interview because he actually tried to force her to answer some questions there. Evan in Belt messaged us last night as well. Evan said, in Brett Baer's interview with Kamala Harris, she stated that she believes that the American people are ready to turn the page on this divisive rhetoric coming from Trump. I find this statement pretty damned remarkable from a woman who stated she believes Trump should be stopped at all cost. Apparently, even if it literally means taking his life. Hell, she'd probably be no more apologetic to him about the attempts on his life than she was about the three women who were murdered by illegal aliens. Remember, she also said she would prosecute Trump if she were president. This is truly a bunch of BS, as she and her running mate, as well as her media cronies, are running around calling him a fascist, to quote a line from J.D. Vance, do you hear yourself? Evan, thanks for that message. Speaking of violent criminal gangs, illegal alien criminal gangs, did you guys hear this story out of Aurora, Colorado? One of those apartment complexes run over by the violent Venezuelan gang. They beat up an apartment complex a worker.
The victim ended up in the hospital after CBZ says he was attacked by a group of men inside the Aurora apartment building when he refused to take a $500 bribe after he found them in a vacant unit. Aurora PD arrested Yoendry Medina Jose, a Venezuelan migrant and member of Tren de Aragua, one of the 10 police already identified as belonging to TDA in Aurora. While the city acknowledges TDA is present, it rejects claims of a takeover and also points to numerous code violations and court orders hanging over the
company. Yeah, anyway, an apartment worker bloodied and beaten by Venezuelan migrants in Colorado, just south of us.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Fox News anchor Brett Baer was relentless in his interview with Kamala Harris last night, again and again pressing her on the subject of immigration. And at times, they were just talking over each other. She tried to sort of filibuster, but she got what she wanted out of this interview. The vice president showing great passion and at times appearing to stand up to Fox News. There were questions she didn't want to answer, and when she did that, she would turn into questions about Donald Trump. Diminished, mentally unstable, willing to use the military against what he calls domestic enemies. Questions she didn't want to answer, does she still support taxpayer-supported transgender surgery? Had she not seen any signs of Joe Biden's mental decline? But on balance, it was a smart thing for her to go on Fox News, reach cable's largest audience, and deal with a contentious interview. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.